الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. قال الله تعالى: ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال الله تعالى: لا تباشرون وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبرائيل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائم أو قاعد يذكر الله عز وجل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: في المعتكف هو يعتكف الذنوب ويجري له من الحسنات كامل الحسنات كلها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تحروا ليلة القدر في الأشهر الأواخر من رمضان. وقال سعيد بن المسيب: من شهد ليلة القدر في جماعة فقد أخذ بحظه منها، كأنه تفسير لمرفوع: من حرم خيرها فقد حرم، فالذي شهد في جماعة لم يحرم خيرها. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are in the time of Ramadan. Ramadan is a blessed month, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already said about it, that it is the month in which there is a night which is called Laylatul Qadr, which is better than thousand months. It's better to understand this fact, that if you perform some ibadah, for example, if you recite one juz of Quran in this night, in the night of Laylatul Qadr, it will be equivalent to as if you have recited one juz of Quran in all nights of 1,000 months. How much it becomes? 1,000 months means 83 years. So 83 years, if you are performing an ibadat continuously, subhanallah, how much it is. So this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this ummah. So we should be thankful and we should have shukr in our qalb for this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may that person be humiliated over whom the month of Ramadan entered and then depart before he acquired forgiveness. So we have to think about it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever stands in prayer on the night of Laylatul Qadr with faith and the intention of gaining reward, with faith, I have already explained this in earlier talk, that this faith is coming in us from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we did not see these things, but we heard about it, we read about it, as narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in Quran, and these both are coming through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our dependence is on iman, not on our knowledge, but on iman. We believe in this. This is very great thing, because if our thing is depending upon belief, it means something else. And if our thinking depends upon our knowledge, or you can say our research, this is something else. All the researches should be left if it is against the faith, because faith is that which means something. So, if it depends upon faith, number one. Number two, intention. Intention of ajr, not intention of dunya. Ajr in akhirah. If I do this because of this, it means something. It will be rewarded. If I do it for dunya, so Allah will give us this dunya, which means nothing. We shall lose actual thing. Just like if you get a house full-fledged with all facilities. So this is one. And the other thing is this, if you give you something, picture of a very great house, so how much will you be pleased about it? Picture is picture. And that house is house. So actually this is funny. This world is funny. This is going to end, but that is never ending. So therefore, if you get something for that life, it means something. So in this, faith also exists, and that faith is in Akhirah. So with this intention, if I'm performing some ibadah, subhanallah, subhanallah, so will be forgiven all his past sins. This thing I already explained this in another talk yesterday, that people are thinking very less about maghfirat. They call it something very less valuable. Therefore, if some good person passes away, and if some one person, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him maghfirah. So, oh, maghfirah, he's a very great person. It means this maghfirah is pardon. Oh, it is too much. See the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. In this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed in takhliq of kainat, universe, and changing of these day and nights, there are ayat for wise people. And who are those wise people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, Allazina yaskuruna Allah qiyama wa quwwatan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. They are those who are reciting, who are doing zikr while standing, while sitting, while laying. It means in all conditions. And they do tafakkur in this universe. They are really the wise people. But what these wise people will be doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batila. They'll be saying, oh, our Rabb, you have not created this just for nonsense. Subhanak, you are free from all these things. Nothing can influence you. Faqina azabanar. So protect us from the fire. You see how much great people these are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining. And what they are doing, they are saying, protect us from the fire. So what is meant by maghfirat? Protection from the fire. So this should not be undervalued. And we should consider this a great thing. Fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. We shall always expect. But as far as we are concerned, we are too much less. And we need maghfirat in all conditions. Because this is the main thing. If maghfirat is done, everything is available there, subhanallah. Then everything is available. But if his maghfirat is not there, just like you see, you open the door with the key, and in that room, everything is present. But if you don't have that key, for you, it means nothing. Because you cannot enter that room. You cannot get these things. You cannot use these things. But if you do have key, you enter with that key, and then you enjoy all the things. So this maghfirat is such a thing. So this is key to all things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the month of Ramadan contain one night, this month of Ramadan, it contains one night which is better than thousands months. And whoever is deprived of its blessing has been deprived of all good. See the situation. If a person goes for service, ask about it. And the person tells him, you can be servant of 10 days. On each day, you will be given 1,000 rupees. But there is one day, I will not tell you which day is that. But if you are present there for service, then you will be given 100,000. Haji. No, no, 100,000. You will be given that, 1 crore. So, but if you miss it, you will be getting only 1,000 per day. So if that person does service for 9 days, but that day is not included. So if someone is telling, you have lost everything, is it right or not? Yes, of course. He's lost everything. But if he gets that thing, he's gotten everything. Because this 9,000 means nothing about before this crore. So such is the situation that if a person misses this, he misses all. So one should be very careful about this night. Rasulullah said, when it is the night of Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salam descends with a group of angels and they make dua for every person standing or sitting in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. Jibreel alayhi salam comes with the group of angels and perform this for those. And in other verses, in other, you can say, riwayat, it also comes that if he shakes hand with some people, some selected people, so the symbol for this is that shivering occurs in his hand. So because body of, our body, which is kasif, and body of angel, which is latif, wind. So one person cannot bear it. And many symbols are there. We don't go in detail. Because we need ajar. That is the most required. Ajar. If we get ajar, we don't see anything. We get all the things. We see all the things, but we don't get ajar. We have lost everything. So for this reason, Rasulullah, according to the another hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, with regard to the person in itikaf, he refrains from the sins and good deeds are recorded in his favor as a person who does all types of good deeds. So how much blessing is there? For example, if a person is in itikaf, he cannot go for janaza, he cannot go for yada, he cannot go for taziyat, he cannot help some people outside, he cannot show the way to the stranger. These all things other people can do, but mu'taqif, he cannot do. But the ajr of all these things are recorded for him because he has been stopped because of itikaf of doing this. So it means itikaf, because in itikaf what is there, we are alhamdulillah in the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baitullah. And for his sake. So we should expect, alhamdulillah, too much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu says, Ana in the zunni abdibi, I am with the person, what hope he is with me. Sayyid bin Musayyib says, the person who is present on the night of Laylatul Qadr in congregation for Salah has definitely taken his share of its blessings. It is as if the view of this great man in interpretation of the hadith, the one who is deprived of its goodness is indeed a deprived one. So thus if a person gets these two salah, Maghrib and Isha, in congregation with Takbirullah, Subhanallah, he gets most of the ajr, because these two are farz and the rest are nawafil. And nawafil are never equal to farz. So therefore a person gets farz ajr with the sunnat combination, so this is too much. This is too much. So if a person cannot do itikaf, but he can get these things, so he should get these things that he is not mahrum of all these things. So what about the person who is in itikaf? Should he be missing these things? No. He should be more interested in these things. So therefore, because in itikaf we are not going there for sleeping, we are going there for getting ajr and taluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for islah. So this should be our actually motto, and we should do all those things which help this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to get ajr of itikaf. I should tell something about itikaf as well, because the people are asking about it. What should we should do in itikaf? Actually, as far as the pattern amal are, they are just like prayer, congregation, and taraweeh, and these all. These should be, of course, done. Beside this, they are nawafil amal. So, with the good intention of ihtisab and with faith, we should perform nawafil, tahajjud, and ishraq, awabin, and all these things in itikaf. And we should do more and more tilawat Quran, because this is the month of Quran. We should hear, we should listen to Quran in taraweeh as well. But beside this also, we should in nazira, we should recite as much as possible Quran and perform zikr, just like kalma tayyiba and astaghfar too much, because this has been told. We should do four amal specially in Ramadan. Number one, kalma tayyiba, zikr of kalma tayyiba, zikr of astaghfar, and also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting of Jannah and to get rid of Jahannam. So these are we should perform all the time. But beside this, because the person becomes tired if he is doing the same amal continuously. So if he is changing the amal, so then this tiredness is lesser. So how we should do? For example, we should perform four rak'ah of nafil, and after that we should recite round about nisf juz of Quran, and then 500 times, for example, kalima tayyiba, and then 500 times istighfar, and 500 times durood sharif, and then we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from adiyama surah, just like in munajat maqbool, one manzil. And after that, we should repeat all these things again till, inshallah, suhoor. But alhamdulillah, what we do in itikaf, we are all the time busy in long taraweeh. It means long taraweeh in which Quran is more recited. So this is a multiplication of the ajr. Because if a person is reciting Quran just without prayer, so that was very good and having too much ajr. But if he is reciting this in salat are listening to this in Salat, its ajr multiplied by 25 at least. And after that, further multiplication also there. So, this Taraweeh is masnoon, this is a simple nafal, but it is sunnah. And in sunnah, you are performing, you are listening to Quran. So it means too much ajr. So what we are doing, we are doing this in our itikaf. But no matter if a person does not have these facilities, so he should do as much as possible nazra, Quran. And all rest of amal repeatedly done. And should not miss dua of iftar and dua at the time of iftar and dua at the time of suhoor. And dua between, you can say, Taraweeh, in Taraweeh. It means just you are getting in Taraweeh time sitting. So you can make dua many times. We are doing muraqabah at that time. But you can do these things. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform all these. Especially ladies, for ladies I will be speaking, that they can do itikaf as well in their houses. And they should select some place of their house that it is their masjid. And then they should be in that masjid for itikaf. Just before entering, before 20th of iftar time of 20th of Ramadan. And then going out from there in the night of Eid al-Fitr. So in this, they can perform all the amal of itikaf, what they can do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of all these, doing all these things. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.